Next week, the Aspen Brewing Company goes on trial for breaking the city's noise ordinance. The business was issued citations for having music and general bar sounds that were too loud at the property line of a neighboring penthouse condominium. The residents there had called police complaining about the noise last August. Aspen has clear rules regarding sound levels. Enforcement of these rules is handled by Aspen's Environmental Health Department.
We are sort of the keepers of the city's noise ordinance.
That's CJ Oliver, Environmental Health Director. His staff, along with Aspen police officers, has handheld sound meters they use to measure the decibels of any given sound. After 9 o'clock at night in Aspen's core, the ordinance limits noise to 60 decibels. 60 or higher might be fine if you are at the bar, but it's annoying and stressful if you're trying to sleep or put a child down for sleep. The citation itself seems pretty straightforward. The bar either did or didn't break the 60 decibel level. The trial, however, is likely to become about the noise level ordinance itself.
You know, it's been challenging because there just doesn't seem to be a good common ground to settle on in the middle. There's just drastically differing interests there.
We invited Oliver and his noise meter to our studios to get a better sense of how sound is perceived by different interests. We asked him to monitor some different sounds, starting with an average crowded bar. Okay, so that's the sound of essentially being inside the bar. And how loud was that?
That's about 80 decibels. That's quite a bit louder than what our local noise ordinance would allow at a property line, but totally acceptable inside that bar.
The question becomes, what happens if you live across the street from that bar, right?
Or upstairs, you know, through the floor-ceiling junction that's between the two places. That's where the noise ordinance applies as a protective measure to you as a resident or a citizen here.
All right. I'm going to play that same audio for you, only I'm going to cut it on our soundboard here. I'm going to cut it roughly in half. So that's approximating maybe what it would sound like, say, outside the bar across the street. What was that reading?
That reading is just a little below 60, actually, about between 58, 59 decibels. So that's your same crowd noise, typically what you'd see just at a greater distance or maybe with the door closed.
Okay, well, let's try some other sounds.
All right.
I'll bet that's one you deal with a lot.
We hear a little bit about that noise right there. That one was just over 70, about 72 decibels on the meter.
Is that pretty representative?
That's actually fairly quiet for what you'd hear, depending upon your location. So if you were to go stand at the end of the runway, when they really fire it up, you're going to get stuff that could be in excess of 80 decibels.
Okay, let's try this one. Well, isn't she cute?
That's the sound we hear when the other sounds around us are too loud. The baby that's been woken up from sleep. That actually went up to 88 decibels at its peak.
And that's probably by design.
That is by design. Yeah. Stop what you're doing and pay attention
that's
to me.
Right. Here's another one. Not the small Aspen dog we're used to seeing, but what was that?
That one was barking right at 82 decibels.
Next up, we're going to delve into the arts a little bit here, and I pulled from two jacks. So this is jack number one. That was Jack White on guitar with the White Stripes, and what'd that come in at?
Once again, we're right around 80 decibels with that.
Is that accurate, or do you think I need to crank that a little bit?
80 is very low. 80 is the very back row of the concert. It can be upwards of 100 decibels at rock concerts, for sure.
All right, here's Jack number two.
Waking up too early, maybe we could sleep. Make you banana pancakes, pretend like it's the weekend now.
Jack Johnson there with banana pancakes, and what'd that come in at?
Jack was a little quieter that time around. He was 68 to 70 decibels.
So an acoustic guitar versus an electric guitar. No big surprise there, I guess.
That's sort of true.
Got one last one here. That That was from Giuseppe Verdi's La Forza del Destino.
And coming in pretty loud at 85 decibels. Those are front row seats at the Wheeler Opera House for that performance.
These are representative sounds of things that you deal with in your day-to-day work. What's the takeaway for us?
Oftentimes, I mean, you've played some great examples. Music, opera, the crowd at the bar. They're enjoyable when you're part of the scene. So if you're the one playing the music's enjoyable, maybe enjoyable at 85 decibels. And that's okay. We have a noise ordinance that allows for those things. What we're really trying to do is protect the folks that are not a party to the noise. So the people on the other side of the wall at the bar, the people that live upstairs, the special event, you know, the people that live or are here visiting in the hotel rooms across the street or down the street. We don't want them to be adversely affected. So we're really trying to strike that balance between the messy vitality that we've talked about, and a quiet, peaceful environment for our residents and visitors to enjoy some of the other things that Aspen has to offer, too.
Well, CJ, thank you very much. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you very much.
CJ Oliver is director of the City of Aspen's Environmental Health Department. The Aspen Brewing Company's jury trial on the noise citations begins next Wednesday.